A friend of mine, an acquaintance actually, because I don't really like him that much, told me about a time he went to the grocery store and he was in the line that said 10 items or less. But he was behind a woman who had like 15 or 20 things in her basket. And he said to her, "Excuse me, is it the reading or the counting?" And she didn't understand, and he said, "Look, the sign says 10 items or less. You have at least 15. So are you unable to read the sign, or are you unable to count to 10? Now, I would love to use that line, but I'm never going to do it. First of all, I have a clergy sticker on my car. Wouldn't go well. But I do sometimes get tired of being a rule follower when others don't even try. I do, too often, want to point out that those who don't obey the rules should lose out. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not a story about who is in the right line or who is best following the rules. It is a story about using the time we have to be present with other people, to offer forgiveness and peace so that people see and experience the kingdom of God here and now. The gospel says Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified. And then he said, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. This line of this part of this passage that's included about Jesus is eating something physical was actually included in the gospel to push back against some of the heresies that said Jesus, the risen Jesus, was not a human being but was just a ghost, was a spirit. This pushes back against that belief. But it also tells me that the Christian life, the life following the risen Jesus, is real. It is not abstract. It's not about belief systems, but about how we live in everyday life. It's about bringing peace in a world obsessed with counting and measuring and earning. It is about bringing peace in the real tasks of human life: feeding, clothing, even standing in the express line. It is about bringing peace to yourself and to others by leaving the judgment to God and focusing on compassion. Now, it's easy for the whole Judeo-Christian tradition to fall back onto laws and rules, because the entire Jewish tradition at the time of Jesus had been built primarily on the law. People showed obedience to God by obeying a complicated set of laws. But the Christian tradition differs. You can see it in various stories and passages. You see it in the story of the prodigal son, where the father loved and forgave the son even before the son had expressed remorse. The father wasn't counting. When asked how often to forgive in Matthew, Jesus says not 7 times, but 77 times. Now, if you start keeping little hash marks and you get to like 75 and you think, "Ooh, I'm almost there." No, Jesus wasn't saying keep a ledger of how often you've forgiven. He was using this exaggeration, this hyperbole, to say, stop counting. The best example was a young man who wanted to prove that he had diligently followed the law and thought that it measured whether he would inherit eternal life. And in that passage, Jesus spoke of the greatest commandment. If you have heard our Right One service, you have heard it right up front in the beginning of the service. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Loving God and neighbor fulfills it all. We don't find peace by constantly counting things. We don't find peace by constantly assessing whether you measure up, whether someone else measures up. We don't find peace by constantly seeing what others are doing wrong, or by congratulating yourself on how good and skilled and successful and righteous you are. Trust me, when you think that much of yourself, you will always find someone who is better or more skilled or more successful or better at following the rules. Someone will always be better if you insist on measuring. Or they will have a way of counting that doesn't include you. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." It is the message of the entire gospel. It is about finding the peace of God which passes human understanding. How do we get there? First, we stop counting. It is a great temptation to measure ourselves to see if and why God should love us. It is, unfortunately, an even greater temptation to measure others to see if God should love them. But the good news of the gospel is we don't have to measure ourselves or anyone else to see if we are enough. God has already saved us. God has already forgiven us. We are already enough. Grace means no measuring and no counting. So the celebration of our own redemption is evidenced not by performance, but by compassion. When we insist on counting and measuring ourselves and other people, we drive ourselves and everyone else crazy. If we insist on counting spiritual debits and credits, trying to determine if you're the one who will be left behind or the other guy will be, you waste precious time. Jesus is standing right in front of you, asking to be fed, clothed, loved, forgiven in the human flesh of the people around us. If you want to keep a ledger of what you've earned towards your salvation coupon, I got to tell you, Christianity is not for you. At the risk of emptying the church, if you insist on counting, Christianity is not for you. If you love to measure and to count what everyone else is carrying, you might want to get in a different line.